CRM and customer service variables. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines customer relationship management, CRM, as a marketing philosophy based on putting the customer first. It involves the collection and analysis of information designed for sales and marketing decision support, in contrast to enterprise resource planning information to understand and support existing and potential customer needs. CRM also includes account management, catalog and order entry, payment processing, credits and adjustments, and other functions. Effective organizations make customers the focal point of everything they do right from the start. Customers include internal entities / persons, B2B customers, and consumers. CRM needs to be applied to internal, intermediate, and ultimate customers, and it needs to be a consideration throughout the different phases of a customer's purchasing lifecycle, as is discussed more next. Different perspectives on who the customer is. A logistics professional's customers could range from suppliers to the retailers and distributors to whom products or services are sold, to those involved in distribution, warehousing, inventory, transportation, sales tracking, and monitoring to end consumers. Successful logistics requires that you manage and control all operations to meet your customers' desired service levels. Happy and satisfied customers are the lifeblood of an organization's longevity and financial success. Here are some of the perspectives one could take on logistics customers when applying CRM and when considering customer segmentation. Internal customers are business units or subsidiaries that rely on logistics. Intermediate customers are those that are not final recipients of the products or services. An LSP may have manufacturers as intermediate customers, and they could be grouped by similar requirements. Consumers or ultimate customers are the final recipients of the products or services. Customer service variables. Within each transaction, many customer service variables must be in sync in order for the desired level of service to be achieved. To help make sense of these variables, logistics professionals often divide them into three major categories. Pre-transaction. Pre-sale variables arise prior to the actual transaction. In order to set customer expectations about any purchase, it's important to have a customer service policy in writing that is readily available to all customers before they place an order. This should be easy to find on the e-commerce site. There needs to be a user-friendly method of ordering and a simple process for ordering multiple items. The order-taking system must be designed with the ability for the customer to talk, text, or chat with a live person when there are questions or problems with order placement. Chat apps such as WhatsApp Business are often used in B2B settings in Europe, for example. Call centers for B2C and sales forces for B2B need correct and up-to-date information on customers, their requirements, issues, and so on. Transaction variables relate to the physical transaction. During the transaction, variables that need to be managed, communicated, and measured to ensure reliable and consistent customer service include order cycle, order processing, net inventory, delivery reliability, product condition, delivery alternatives, delivery time, order status. Post-transaction variables occur after the product delivery. The quality of after-sale service and support in a transaction is often a key determinant of how the customer remembers the overall buying experience. Information about the warranty, return policy, complaint procedures, and claim procedures should be readily accessible in written format and provided to the customer. Make every effort after the sale to continue to provide superior service at an acceptable cost. The invoicing process should be prompt and accurate. Order confirmation needs to be simple and easy to access, for example, website, and automated to the degree possible, for example, confirmation emails. Order confirmation otherwise can be very time-consuming and expensive. Even with automation, a lot of time is spent verifying the accuracy of B2B orders, ensuring that there is adequate supply for full order confirmation, and dealing with exceptions. If parts are needed due to breakage or damage, or if an item in the order is out of stock, communicate status updates promptly. Leverage information on customers to predict the customer's current and future needs for focusing follow-on contacts. Some of the variables noted above are defined as follows. Order cycle, the progression used by a company starting with receipt of a customer's order and ending with delivery to that customer. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Customer inquiries prior to the order may also be included in this cycle. Available inventory, net inventory. determining if the desired items are in stock or on backorder, on-hand inventory balance minus allocations, reservations, backorders, and, usually, quantities held for quality problems. This is often called beginning available balance, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Delivery reliability, a performance criterion that measures how consistently goods and services are delivered on or before the promised date and time, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Product condition, the condition of the items in the order. The items should be as described, undamaged. Delivery alternatives, the appropriate mode of transport for delivery of the order. Delivery time, the amount of time needed to transport and deliver the order to the customer. It should correspond to the date slash time told to the customer. Order status, information available for the customer to identify where the order is in the delivery process. Think about how often people give up when placing an online order when technology glitches can cause items to not be added to the cart, the quantity is incorrect and can't be modified, or the order placement takes too long, and a timed-out message confounds the customer. A good interface can make a transaction reassuring and seamless, while a lack of integration can involve manual forms and data re-entry, adding cost, time, and chance for errors. Configure the order process and technology with the customer in mind by anticipating questions and concerns. Since providing stellar service on all customer service variables to all customers is not usually cost-effective or feasible, logistics professionals use a CRM process to help them identify, segment, and rank their key customers. They use these priorities to tailor customer service levels accordingly.